I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. In our ongoing series of good news only stories, we landed on some huge headlines. Around the world, people are aggressively preserving and protecting lands for wildlife and nature. For instance, the Democratic Republic of Congo established the world's largest forest preserve in the Kivu-Kinshasa Green Corridor, covering an area the size of France, or 213,000 square miles. This conservancy will safeguard Earth's largest and healthiest intact expanse of tropical forest. In addition to providing habitat to 10,000 animal species, it also warehouses nearly 30 billion tons of carbon in a giant peat bog. On the other side of the globe, Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize co-created a tri-national preserve that protects nearly 14.8 million acres in the Great Mayan Jungle Biocultural Corridor. Across the Atlantic, Britain, Wales, and Northern Ireland have declared nature restoration to be their moonshot. Just as America spared no expense to send humans to the moon in the 1960s, parts of the UK are going all out to protect and restore 30% of all lands and coastal seas by 2030. Under the plan, meadows, wetlands, woodlands, peatlands, and salt marshes will once again recolonize England's wild landscapes. For Pete's sake, there's no time for rest when we're gaining so much ground. Ordinary people also help the planet by converting household food waste to compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.